Well, I want to ask you a kind of extension from last night, just about the power play. And specifically, you mentioned a few, I think it was a week ago or a few days ago, about teams coming a little more wise to maybe the options and forcing Blake kind of not be on an island, but to shoot. I was wondering if...
Either or, right? Yeah. One of the two. They're either pressing real hard on him or they'll sit off him.
Is it possible to stop that group, just given how many options? Like, is it possible to rule out and or go down to one option when you have so many on that first power play unit?
I think we're modeled very closely to Washington, and they've had long stretches of dominance. They've been a real good power play, and they've had their stretches where the puck didn't go in the net. Moving around and I guess being able to change the focus on the option of what you're looking for. So we had a little bit of a lull, and then our power play really took off right around the time that we started shooting it from the top for a bit. And then we didn't have to after that, after the shot. So thinking of Jake Trouba's goal, Josh Morrissey scored one, Buff scored one, all tips kind of from the top, traffic to the net. So you get kind of focused on what works for a while, and your power play, yeah, it's got a lot of options, but you have a tendency then to really focus on one option, and you kind of run it while it's hot, then it closes off, and as soon as that gets closed off, something else will open. When you're good, you find that option in that game, right? You make that adjustment just kind of naturally, and then when you're a little bit slow on it, you probably stick trying to force an option a little bit more. It's still good. You know, in expectations, what's your number that your power play is good at? Like, if you're hovering around 30%, you have to be pretty good. We had a stretch there. We were running 47, so you're feeling, well, why wouldn't you just run 47 for the rest of the year? So it hasn't happened in the history of the game and probably won't happen this year, but it's okay. I mean, we want to try to keep it close to that 30% as we can.
Josh Morrissey called Dustin Byfuglien the best power play defenseman. What's the change in dynamic besides the stick change? Which is obviously part of that. But
that's a big no, but that would be a big part of it. But it doesn't mean this one can't be just as effective. Josh does a real good job getting up top, and once everybody gets on a power play, and this is where Josh will feel equally important that you don't defer. Or when you do get the lane, you take that shot. That's just some experience, some time, some confidence. He can run a top on either side. You know, it's a longer pass over to Patty, but it's an easier cut back to Blake, and they did that better last night. So.
You say defer. It takes experience. I mean, that's a big spot to be at the top of the key.
Yeah.
It seems like with Dustin, there's no concern about shooting.
He'll pick his shot, but you know what? A girl, good power play, they come to the bench complaining about each other all the time. So if it goes in, it was the right play. If it doesn't, it was the wrong play. You got five fairly veteran guys out there in terms of their roles. They've been in their roles for a while. Even though Patty's a young man, he understands that hole. But we'll move them all around a little bit at some point.
What are the challenges of this next stretch here? I think including yesterday was 18 games in 40 days, which doesn't sound too bad, but when you consider there's a week in there of the All-Star break.
This block's tough. It's 9-16, but 8-14 is tough. And then heavy teams coming in, you know, physical games. So this one, and then we've got one more that is, I believe, 10-18. Those are the two really heavy blocks. So having your whole bench go, right? Being able to get your fourth line off the bench, but score goals like they did in Edmonton. We had a big, big game at Adam Lowry's line. I liked what Brian Little's line did last night. So having everybody go is not them being able to shut one group down and saying, well, we can't win tonight because you know the Scheifele line got shut down. They were really good last night. They had lots of chances, but in a certain kind of game, is having everybody go is key.
Sounds like this is exactly what this team needs, right?
It's usually good to help you define that game. I felt that we had a five-game run in January, I think last year, five heavy teams, and if we weren't 5-0, we were 4-0-1. But I do think that we ran a lot of Eastern Conference teams. There's a certain style to that. We had success with that. And now we'll come back to the West here a little bit, and it'll be more like the game last night. That's, you know, 5-1 doesn't tell you the story. It was a good grind in 3-1 game. And our offensive game looked different than it did a month ago, and it should look different because of the way the other team defends. So I was as pleased with that game last night as I have been in a long time with one of our games.
The back half of last season obviously got you ready for the playoffs. Clearly that worked.
I think so.
You want to try to recapture that, I presume. Someone asked Blake about what did you learn in that back half of last season. He said it was kind of all a blur. He didn't really recall it. Maybe that says something, that you guys were so focused on.
You know, work your day and don't spend a whole lot of time about the past or what's in front of you is how we operate here. And I kind of have the same feeling. Like I can usually remember specific things about specific games that I thought were important kind of turns. But these grinds that you get into, one game does bleed into the next an awful lot. So all you're trying to do is look a certain way. But the other team gets paid too, and that will change the way you look. So I think that last month was important. We handled kind of a free, an open game well, but that doesn't mean we can't handle the other game. We had a little bit of a change in, we go into LA, it starts to look a little bit different in terms of style of play. We go into Minnesota, and then we saw the same thing last night. If you follow their comments, they were pretty pleased with their road game. They thought they played very well. So it was a good effort by the other team, and we played well. Our offense looked a lot different. There wasn't a whole lot of seams. It was pucks to the net, jumping on those pucks. And that's what for me, that's what the back half of the year looked like last year. A lot of those games exactly like that, and that's closer to playoff hockey certainly than it's not just November. The Eastern Conference is a different style of game, so we were built for it by the time we got there.
Challenge of getting cranked up emotionally at this time of year when you've been through what you went through in the spring, you know what's hopefully coming again for you. Have you ever been on a team that can just flip a switch? Emotionally? Sort of happens, doesn't it?
No, I don't think that the team flips a switch. I think the season changes. I think that as the games ramp up, you learn how to handle it, you learn to build it. You're not expecting if you do it right. So here goes to the expectations. Well, if you just do it right and handle it right, you just run the table, these games get heavier and harder. It's harder and harder to do that. You just want to be in them, and you want to be playing a certain way. And then when you're winning, you're feeling good. We're comfortable with that game. We want that game tomorrow. And many, you know, three conference games, we want it to look like that. And you just try to do it over and over and over again so that when you get to the playoffs and you know that the game kind of looks like that anyway, you've got some confidence going in. It's not flipping a switch. We've been far more consistent in my mind with our play than I think is the general feel of our team, just because of that change in expectations. Well, if you just play your game, probably should win 5-1. That's not real for us. We know that.
Paul Thestin out, obviously more minutes for your top three, me. Blue liners, do you notice any difference in Tyler Myers' game when he's playing in the 23, 24 minute range as opposed to maybe what his season average is?
Well, it would be true of all of them. And that if you took Dimitri and Joe did the same thing, then the game would get better. Right? You're just in that rhythm more and you get to play more. That's our right D is the area of depth on our team, that we have three guys that can play 25 minutes, and if you ask them, they'd rather play 28. When they get into that hole, their game comes out. Tyler was really good in that game last night across the line. It's not the goal scoring. I mean, that was a smart play by him not to feed something into the middle that wasn't there. But now you start to see the gets into a better rhythm. He's skating, playing really well.
Burrow's okay?
Yes.